Engine makers at Farnborough announce new fuel-saving designs. Pratt & Whitney pushes ahead with research into biofuels. And Boeing and Airbus use Farnborough to announce major orders. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 15th, 2008. By far the biggest news so far from this year's Farnborough International Air Show has been announcements from three of the biggest manufacturers of turbofan engines, touting new designs with improved fuel efficiency. Pratt & Whitney says its geared turbofan now has a name, the PurePower PW1000G. Intended for use on new airliners from Mitsubishi and Bombardier starting in 2013, the 1000G uses a gear system to run the engine's fan at a different speed from the low-pressure compressor and turbine, resulting in greater fuel efficiency and reduced noise. The smaller PW800C has been selected by Cessna to power the Citation Columbus business jet. GE's aviation division announced its own new engine, called E-Core, intended for use in overhauls of the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737, E-Core promises a 16% improvement in fuel efficiency over current turbofans and builds off technologies now seen in the GE NX engine used on Boeing's Dreamliner. GE expects E-Core to reach the market in 2015. In still more engine news, CFM International, which is a partnership between GE and French engine maker Snecma, announced its own next-generation engine program, dubbed LeapX. Slated for certification in 2016, the engine will incorporate revolutionary technologies developed over the last 3 years as part of the Leap 56 technology acquisition program. CFM also promises a 16% reduction in fuel burn compared to current CFM 56 engines that power the Airbus A320 and Boeing's next-gen 737. Pratt & Whitney Canada believes it's becoming known as an industry leader in green engine technology and is working to further that image among attendees at Farnborough. The company announced a 4-year study of the feasibility of using second-generation biofuels that originate from sources that do not compete with human food sources. These could include Jatropha and algae-derived biofuels, as well as biobutanol to power aircraft engines. The project is one of several initiatives announced recently by the governments of Canada and India under a joint research agreement. Pratt & Whitney Canada is managing the project and dedicating resources at its facilities in Quebec and Ontario to researching engine components and materials changes. Farnborough is frequently chosen as a platform for manufacturers to announce big orders, and this year is no different. On the heels of a 50-plane deal announced earlier Monday from new low-cost carrier Fly Dubai, Boeing and Etihad Airways announced an order for 35 787-9 Dreamliners and 10 777-300 extended-range airliners. The deal is valued at $9.4 billion at current list prices. Boeing's news earlier yesterday was an announcement that Dubai's recently launched low-cost airline, Fly Dubai, has ordered 50 737-800s at Farnborough. That one's valued at about $3.74 billion at current list, and includes substitution rights that allows Fly Dubai to convert its orders for 737-800s to 737-900 extended-range aircraft if needed in the future. Boeing says 116 customers have ordered more than 4,800 next-generation 737s and reports more than 2,200 unfilled orders for the plane, valued at more than $160 billion at current list prices. But Monday at Farnborough did not belong completely to Boeing. Etihad Airways announced it will also order 55 Airbus planes, including 10 A380 Super Jumbos, worth about $12 billion U.S. at list prices. Etihad also placed firm orders for 25 A350 XWBs and 20 A320 narrowbodies, strengthening the order book for the popular competitor for Boeing's 737 and giving the troubled A380 and A350 programs needed shots in the arm. Aircraft deliveries will begin in 2011 and be completed in 2020. Up next on ANN, United Airlines may report a multi-billion dollar quarterly loss. Two companies partner to bring us better air travel through software. And the FAA will fund ground safety improvements at more than 20 airports. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Do you think the only time your certified airplane can be equipped with a full emergency airframe parachute recovery system is when it rolls off the production line? Well, think again. BRS is the aftermarket leader in providing full airframe recovery parachutes for certified airplanes like yours. We manufacture the reliable parachute systems you need for a full range of aircraft, including Cessna. For your own safety and for that of your family members and loved ones, get the extra life assurance of a BRS airframe recovery parachute. In the event of an emergency, you'll never question the security of having one final option. Call BRS at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 15th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The difference between the value of a company's physical assets and the overall valuation of that company is an intangible which is called goodwill. The term acknowledges residual value in a brand. Well, that brand is in some trouble at United Airlines. Parent company UAL announced on Monday it might record a $2.7 billion hit for the second quarter of 2008, $2.3 billion of which is related to loss of the aforementioned goodwill that the company earned in the 2 years since emerging from bankruptcy. Bloomberg reports United will also post $82 million in losses related to cuts in payroll, another $246 million tied to retiring United's 737 fleet, and $60 million due to unspecified projects that have been either terminated or indefinitely deferred. United's value will be only about 24% of the fair market value of its assets. That means United as an airline is worth only about a quarter as much as you'd get by liquidating it. Prices for shares in United have plummeted 90% this year, by far the sharpest drop-off of any major U.S. airline. Coastal Technologies Group of Boca Raton, Florida, and Flyports International of Raleigh, North Carolina, tell ANN they're launching a first-of-its-kind real-time reservation system for charter flights. Door2DoorAir.com and Flyports.com go live today. Richard Kane is CEO of Coastal Technologies Group, which provides the software used on the sites. Quote, next-generation technology is enabling safe and highly fuel-efficient aircraft to provide this specialized air service, making it more available and affordable than ever before. By utilizing our optimization modeling software, air service companies are able to network their operations in a practical and efficient way, which was not available or economically feasible in the past, unquote. Flyport's programs aim to show that air service is available outside the traditional airline network, which especially for the business traveler saves time and money by flying to and from airports closest to their meetings. Flyports will launch with a project for the state of North Carolina's Aviation Division and funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation. NC Flyports will highlight 11 regional airports in North Carolina by marketing local airport services and air passenger capabilities throughout the state. Acting FAA Administrator Robert Sturgill announced on Monday new initiatives designed to improve runway safety at busy U.S. airports, including the installation of runway status lights at major airports across the country. The agency expects to award a contract this fall to install the system at 20 additional airports over the next 3 years. Sturgill remarked, quote, severe runway incursions are down, and we're putting technology and procedures in place to keep it that way. We're making changes on the runway and in the cockpit that are going to make a significant difference, unquote. The status lights warn pilots when it's unsafe to cross or enter a runway, and are currently being tested at Dallas-Fort Worth and at San Diego International Airport. Sturgill also announced the FAA will provide up to $5 million to test in-cockpit displays that increase runway safety. The funding will cover technology that includes either an oral runway alerting system that lets pilots know where they are on the runways they're crossing, entering, or departing, or an electronic flight bag, which is an electronic display system that gives pilots information about a variety of aviation data. Most electronic flight bags incorporate a feature called Airport Moving Map that shows aircraft positions on the airfield. In return for the funding, aircraft owners will be expected to equip their aircraft to participate in the test. The in-cockpit displays have the potential to help reduce pilot errors, which are now the cause of most runway incursions. The FAA is also soliciting industry proposals to acquire and install low-cost ground surveillance systems at qualifying airports. The agency expects to make initial awards for the pilot project by the end of August. Chelton Flight Systems, now part of Cobham PLC's Avionics and Surveillance Division, announced on Monday the European Aviation Safety Agency has approved the company's electronic flight instrument system for use on Bell 206A, B, L series, and 407 light single helicopters. It marks the first European certification for a synthetic vision installation. Chelton says it worked closely with EASA and the UK's Civil Air Authority. This EFIS uses 3D graphic technology to translate the terrain ahead of and around the helicopter into a simple, real-time visual picture and reduces instrument scanning and pilot fatigue. It also offers highway in the sky, making possible ILS precision to any point in the world, and visual and audio clues when terrain or obstacles present a hazard. Still ahead, Bell is walking away, but Augusta still believes in the civilian tilt rotor. A banker says cheap airline tickets should be against the law. And a private team resumes the search for Steve Fawcett. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 15th, 2008. I'm Paul Plagg. The second prototype Bell Augusta BA-609 civilian tilt rotor is on display at Farnborough this week in the hopes of capturing new orders. The timing is unfortunate. Bell officials were quoted recently as saying the commercial market for the design may have disappeared as its price has ballooned and the economy softened. But Bell's development partner, Augusta Westland, soldiers gamely on, touting the tilt rotor's green and efficient operations. The aircraft uses the same principles seen on the U.S. military's V-22 Osprey, scaled for the commercial and business markets. Augusta flew the prototype BA-609 to Farnborough from Italy for the show. When it was first announced in 1998, the BA-609 was priced at $10 million and attracted 80 orders. More recent estimates have placed the final price at between $15 and $20 million, and that puts the status of those early orders in question. Bell has handed off a larger share of the BA-609's development to Augusta Westland, which says its flight test program has validated the BA-609's unique envelope, including flight at altitudes up to 25,000 feet and speeds up to 310 knots, all at maximum weight. Augusta says the BA-609 is the most suitable, flexible, and versatile aircraft for many homeland security operations, surveillance, and search and rescue, with the possibility to rescue people at more than 500 kilometers offshore. A dual FAA EASA certification is anticipated by early 2012. A privately funded team intent on finding multimillionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett began a new week-long search of a rugged mountainous area straddling the California-Nevada state line yesterday. The Canadian Press reports the 10-member team of athletes and mountain climbers, who were handpicked for their specific talents, is led by Canadian geologist Simon Donato, who is also an adventurer with experience racing through wilderness areas worldwide. Donato says his team will be able to find any wreckage obscured from the air during the massive search effort, which was undertaken last September in the days following Fawcett's disappearance. The search area is located between the Bodie Hills and Sweetwater Mountain Range, with peaks over 11,000 feet high. It's near Fawcett's last known location, due east of Baron Hilton's Flying M Ranch, where Fawcett took off. It also has many areas where wreckage would be difficult to spot from the air or by satellite. Donato says he can't fail, because even if the search doesn't turn up the missing plane and pilot, his efforts might help future searchers narrow their targets. A prominent investment bank with strong ties to the aerospace and airline industry called on Congress Sunday to increase regulation of the U.S. airline industry, arguing a financially healthy industry is crucial to the well-being of the nation's economy. Hector J. Cuellar, president of RSM Equico Capital Markets, says the current airline industry struggle risks damage to the economy in general. He's calling on Congress to create a commission to review airline pricing and, if necessary, establish a supervised floor on pricing. Lenders who hold the notes on airliners could face big losses if bankrupt airlines are forced to liquidate their fleets in an environment of soft demand. Mr. Cuellar proposes that the answer is to stop well-managed airlines from offering fares at which their poorly managed competitors lose money. Quote, "This issue has enormous implications for virtually every American and should be debated vigorously," unquote. Hector, thanks for the invitation. I'll go first. This is America, right? How about we get out of the way, let Darwin weed the garden, and make room for both new and existing airlines who will keep our ticket prices low and still provide a return to shareholders? Maybe it will also provide a learning opportunity for your industry, which will have to write off bad loans issued to buy fleets for poorly run airlines. Then, maybe we can have another vigorous debate about bringing back tighter government regulation of the banking industry. Let's give shareholders in new airlines a chance to earn some money. I'm betting they'll be only too happy to take those repos off your hands. And finally, to most of the world, Hiroaki Aoki will be best known as the founder of the Benihana chain of Japanese steakhouses. They were described as equal parts restaurant, magic show, and performance art by restaurant architect David Rockwell. But Aoki also left his mark on the aviation world before passing away last week at the age of 69. The Balloon Federation of America tells ANN Aoki made the first successful crossing of the Pacific by gas balloon with partners Ben Abruzzo, Larry Newman, and Ron Clark, flying 5,768 miles from Nagashima, Japan, to California's Mendocino National Forest in November of 1981. In the years following, Aoki continued flying a hot air balloon, humbly fashioned in his own likeness, complete with Benihana's chef's garb. The son of Japanese coffee shop owners, Aoki came to the U.S. when he was 19. The New York Times reports he opened his first restaurant using $10,000 he'd saved selling ice cream from a truck. 7 years later, he owned 15 restaurants. Sadly, Aoki resigned from the company he founded in 1998 under investigation for insider trading. He later pleaded guilty to charges he used an illegal stock tip to invest in Spectrum Information Technologies, just ahead of news that Apple computer chairman John Sculley would soon be joining the company. He made hundreds of thousands of dollars selling off that stock, but then paid a $500,000 fine. Aoki also competed in the original Cannonball Run cross-country race, driving, of all things, a Volkswagen Beetle stretch limo. He founded a New York nightclub, as well as a short-lived competitor to Skin Mag Playboy. New York Magazine reports he sued four of his six children in 2006, alleging they tried to wrest control of the Benihana empire from him and his third wife. Aoki passed away last Thursday due to complications from pneumonia. One thing we know for sure, wherever he is now, it's a more interesting place for his being there. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Ron Schreck about how he spent his July 4th, landing his RV-8 at all 68 public-use airports in the state of South Carolina in less than 11 hours. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.